Eventually, your grandparents came to Tulsa, I believe, in 1918, coming from Dermot, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
There they became quite active and organized the North Greenwood Church of God in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You can describe what Greenwood was like at that time.
From my perspective, growing up, I would hear Mom talking about this thing called the Tulsa Race Riot. It went in one ear and out the other ear, because hearing stories around the kitchen table or hearing stories while traveling in the car, she would talk about Roscoe Dungy and Thurgood Marshall and these kind of things, but there was no reinforcement of this stuff in school. Nobody else was talking about it, so I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. But what I do remember her saying was that the reason my grandparents moved to Chickasha was because of the Tulsa Race Riot, 1921. She says that that was why they left, but it didn't register with me until I was working at the Oklahoma Historical Society and began to do research. Don Ross and some other people, the commission was begun, and Bob Blackburn asked me to go and sit in for him at the commission meeting on one occasion, and then it all began to make sense to me. But I was no different from most people, because most people didn't know anything about the Tulsa Race Riot. So when my mom would talk about it, it kind of went in one ear and out the other until that occurred, until I started acting as a representative for Bob on the commission.
And you were how old at that time?
Oh, heck, I was an adult. I mean, I was growing.
Yeah. So you didn't hear about it in your school. Whites didn't hear about it in their school, and it was not appearing in history books.
No. But my mom would talk about the fact that one of the incidents that occurred during the riot itself, they attempted to get my grandmother out of the Greenwood area, Greenwood being the African-American community that was raised during the Tulsa Race Riot. Again, because my grandmother was so light-complected, they thought she was white and wanted to, you know, get her out of the area. But that's stories that I heard.
But life was great on Greenwood. It was the Black Wall Street, and life was good until that all ended May 31st, 1921. I believe your grandfather was actually rounded up by the militia.
Yes. So the story goes. You know, that's the story that I heard, that he was interned in one of the areas like all the other black people were, so he was treated no differently. But it caused him to leave Tulsa and move to Chickasha. And in Chickasha is where both of my mother and my uncle and my aunt were born.
Then he was actually brought to a holding pen in Tulsa's McNulty Park. They had a house also, didn't they? Travis, TB as you call him, mm-hmm. and Martha. They had a little house there.
Yes.
And what happened to it?
Well, it was burned down. The house was destroyed. The church was destroyed. All of it was destroyed. They moved from there to Chickasha. Now, keep in mind, what you're saying and reading about was not common knowledge. I mean, no one was talking about the Tulsa Race, right? That would come up very seldom. What's interesting from my perspective was that it wasn't talked about a whole lot at all. And I found that to be strange because my mother and father talked about everything. It was interesting to me that I didn't hear much about it as a child, except these few references from time to time that they were mentioning.
And if whites didn't talk about it, they wanted to cover it up, you would have thought blacks might have been more interested in talking about it.
And making sure that the story got told.
Right.
And that just was not the case. Mom was one of the few people that actually talked about it. She talked about it in class. She taught about it as a professor at Lancaster University. So students that took classes from her, including me, I had a chance to do that when I was in college too. If you were a student of hers, you got exposed to the Tulsa Race Riot. And probably that's the only place you got exposed to it. Nobody was talking about it. It was not in the book, so how would you be talking about it? But Mom did not teach history from the book in the first place. She created her own syllabus. That's why people loved her class so much. She talked about the real history.
Well, yeah, not too many professors were that close in blood to the race riot. So
correct.
She had a feeling of it.
In the same way that she told stories about the guy that was hung in Chickasha.
And we'll get to that here in mm-hmm. a moment, too. Dick Rowland, of course, was the man in the elevator, and that's what spun off the Tulsa race mm-hmm. riot, how he may have touched the elevator operator, and we still don't
know
that.
Well, you know, I had a chance to serve in Bob's place at some of the Tulsa Race Riot Commission meetings, and what happened in the elevator, there were more than one interpretation of what happened in the elevator. That was one of them.
Right. Your mother didn't say that her parents talked about it much to her, did they? If your mother didn't talk to you, She didn't get it from her grandparents either, did she?
No, but it became obvious that my mother knew a lot about the Tulsa race riot. She wouldn't have got it from any place else but my grandparents, because it was not talked about in the newspaper. It wasn't something she learned in school. So the details that she would talk about had to have come from her grandmother.
Your grandparents talked more to her about it than she talked to you about it.
Yes.